Please join me now in welcoming Robin Young and Ronan Farrow.
The applause is for Ronan Farrow. Last week, he was greeted like a rock star at a Harvard Books event for his bestseller, Catch and Kill, Lies, Spies, and a Conspiracy to Protect Predators. In it, he details how he and NBC producer Rich McHugh uncovered sexual assault and rape allegations against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. They also say NBC said their story wasn't reportable, told him he could take it to The New Yorker. Maybe, Farrow suggests, because Weinstein was letting his friends at NBC know, he knew they had their own problem looming in Matt Lauer. The book landed on the bestseller list like a hand grenade, and it's still reverberating. We watched backstage as Ronan fielded media requests.
He was being asked by media outlets to respond to the breaking news that an NBC official has just called him a terrorist. What I'm going to do
is... Putting that in the Twitter bio.
Right up there with Pulitzer Prize winner.
After his New Yorker piece was published, Ronan Farrow shared the Pulitzer Prize with New York Times reporters Jody Cantor and Megan Toohey. Weinstein was charged with rape and other offenses. The Me Too movement was launched. This past weekend, out on bail, he showed up at a comedy club and was mocked from the stage. NBC denies Ronan's accounts that they silenced women as Weinstein did through non-disclosure agreements. But this past weekend, the network announced through MSNBC host Rachel Maddow that NBC employees with non-disparagement agreements are released from them. In 2017, when this story first broke, Rachel pressed Ronan on air to talk about NBC's role. This book is also part memoir. Ronan comes from a famous family familiar with allegations of abuse. We were reminded of that when I started a little bio.
So here's just a little bit. Ronan Farrow, son of Mia Farrow, Woody Allen. You were making your own bones as a serious writer. I'm going to get to that.
When I said Ronan was the son of Woody Allen, he gave a gesture kind of like, well, maybe not, referring to speculation that he's actually the son of Mia Farrow's former husband, Frank Sinatra. We touched on that. We'll link you at herenow.org. But Ronan says it's not important. What is his sister Dylan's claim that Woody Allen assaulted her when she was a child, and the claims of other women who've also been victims of private spy agencies, groups like Black Cube, hired by Harvey Weinstein, victims of tabloids, and media executives who further silenced them.
I was the beneficiary of incredible sources and whistleblowers who kept coming forward and refused to stop. This is also a story about the bravery of those women
Absolutely.
Who came forward and whistleblowers of both genders who help expose this entire operation.
We started our talk with Ronan Farrow with his early reporting at NBC.
Very rapidly, I start to hear that this is about allegations of rape and sexual assault by Harvey Weinstein. Rose McGowan goes on the record, but she's not the only one. There are multiple named women. I obtain a secret police wire recording in which Harvey Weinstein admits to not just asexual assault, but a pattern of sexual assaults, and is in the midst of what sounds very much like preying upon a woman.
And many of us have seen that tape
yeah.
that Amber Gutierrez, she's wearing the wire, and you hear him on the tape in the hallway say, I'm used to this.
I'm used to that, and she's clearly terrified.
On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute, and if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touched my wrist?
No, please, I'm sorry, just come on, I'm used to that.
But are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
There's strange reactions and orders to put it on the back burner and hit pause and all kinds of euphemisms, and that does eventually then escalate to, you know, the president of the network, this guy Noah Oppenheim, on six occasions saying, you need to stop reporting on this. They ultimately have their lawyers threaten me if I ever reveal that they knew anything about the story.
And Noah Oppenheim, who, when at Harvard, wrote some of the most misogynist pieces about women, and he's now your boss, making decisions on this piece about women.
Right. I didn't know at the time, I should say, that he had written things like that women enjoy being preyed upon and pumped full of alcohol and, you know, really kind of endorsing sexual assault. And he's apologized for that since they've gone viral in the last few days and since they're in the book.
This was a place you admired. You even want to go back to NBC. At this point, the piece has been published. All heck has broken loose. They, of course, want you now. Come back and, you know, report on this for us. But Noah Oppenheim says to you, but don't mention the part about NBC. And you were conflicted until Rachel Maddow became the voice of conscience. It sounded like you needed to hear.
So Ronan, you just said that one of these women spoke on camera back in January. Why did you end up reporting this story for The New Yorker and not for NBC News?
Look, you would have to ask NBC and NBC executives about the details of that story. I'm not going to comment on any news organization's story that they, did or didn't run. I will say that over many years, I am forthright about my own moments of cowardice in this, and at many points in this plot, I'm just a guy who wants to keep his job, and I've been fired over refusing to stop the reporting, but then it's dangled in front of me that I can come back.
If you don't talk about NBC.
If I don't talk about NBC.
Jennifer.
Rachel Maddow, I've been assured no one is going to ask about it, but as tough journalists, including Rachel Maddow, grilled me about it, after which I burst into tears, and then we're both getting screamed at by executives afterwards. It's a scene. Also, the other thing that changed was sources began coming forward. In a time period where NBC was telling its journalists, we have no secret sexual harassment settlements, I lay out a paper trail of at least 7 of them, several of them involving Matt Lauer. This is bigger than a story about NBC or AMI or Black Cube.
The owner of the National Enquirer.
It is about these systems of mutual protection among powerful people that lead to a situation again and again across industries where these problems are swept under the rug and paid out to make them go away. And the consequences of that are abusers stay in power and people continue to get hurt. In the world of media specifically, the truth gets hurt. Stories get killed, and I follow a trail of clues from how Harvey Weinstein weaponized the National Enquirer all the way up to how Trump weaponized the National Enquirer and used them to suppress stories. This had a bearing on our democracy. We've got to stand up and say enough and hold media accountable.
Well, there was someone else in your ear, and that's your own sister, Dylan. You're thinking about her and your family's connection to sexual abuse. Your sister Dylan accused Woody Allen of assaulting her when she was a child. You write that you spent most of your life avoiding her allegations. At one point, you describe a scene in which you said to her as an older child, can you just move on? Can you just get over it? And you would call her on occasion while you were reporting, and her very quiet words, like when you were told to shut down, I think if I remember correctly, she said something like, I just remember all the times people, didn't defend me.
Mm-hmm. It's tense. It was, a searing process to have to confront these painful things in my own past, partly because as I report on each of these stories, there are these very below-the-belt attacks that try to weaponize every possible personal thing. Harvey Weinstein's legal threat letters to me are not, shall we say, Hallmark card stuff. he's sicked his PIs on me, and there's a lot about my sister, and he calls at one point Woody Allen to kind of get advice, and then there's all these arguments in the legal threat letters directed at me about my sister being sexually assaulted and therefore me being too close to the issue.
Did he actually say to you, you couldn't, and I'm paraphrasing, you just couldn't save, someone you loved, so now you're thinking you have to save other people, and this is your agenda. Did he actually say that to you?
He did.
Rose McGowan, this heroine of this story, a woman befriends her, claiming to be with a woman's group, and they become very close friends. That woman is not with a woman's group. She works for this Black Cube. She's trying to get information from Rose McGowan. Lisa Bloom, a well-known lawyer who starts calling you, how's your reporting going? How can I help? She's working for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, I get lied to a lot. Yeah, I mean, these are real betrayals. I mean, the lawyers, whether it's Lisa Bloom building a reputation on defending women, including my sister, author of many op-eds talking about the forensic credibility of my sister's claim, who then went on Harvey Weinstein's payroll and signed on to letters threatening me based on the argument that my sister was brainwashed. Not a good look for Lisa Bloom.
You get to the point where you move into a safe house. First of all, did you feel afraid? And did you feel crazy?
What I experienced was a small shadow of what the sources were going through. These were women who were gaslit in some cases in a very profound way, and who were, on top of all of that, re-traumatizing themselves by telling these stories and risking so much. So it helped, even at the time, to give me a sense of perspective that I knew that these women were doing such a brave and difficult thing. But I also try to be forthright in this book and vulnerable in this book about the fact that I was scared, and it sucked. And I did wonder if I was crazy until I got receipts and got all the contracts and got all the parties to these plots to admit to everything.
Except for NBC.
Except for NBC.
Would you do us a favor and just name some more of the women, because they are so heroic?
You read a story like Annabella Sciorra's. It's wrenching, violent stuff. Rosanna Arquette and Mira Sorvino and Daryl Hannah. But it's also worth noting that there were just as many people who are not public names. Lucia Evans, who is a marketing executive. I feel hope because in so many of the rooms where I document really bad things happening, there was also someone brave enough to speak up.
We thank all the women. We thank Dylan.
I thank
Ronan
them
Farrow.
All, too, and I thank you. And thank you, Robin.
Ronan Farrow, his best-selling new book is Catch and Kill. Again, both NBC and Harvey Weinstein deny his allegations that both silenced women with claims of abuse. Weinstein's trial begins in January. For our entire interview and Rachel Maddow on NBC's newsstand on non-disclosure agreements, go to hearandnow.org.